It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
We are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening to the Christina LaFrance Show. This is not a live show. It's a pre-recorded show, and because I'm moving this week and life has just been absolutely insane. So I wanted to bring some new content, so that's why I decided to record a show rather than playing another repeat show. So welcome, everybody, and I have an amazing guest who I love wholeheartedly, who is one of my dearest friends. And, I don't know. You guys already know who I'm talking about. Welcome to the show, Oliver.
Thank you so much, Christina.
How are you, darling?
Well, I feel the same way about you, you know, and isn't that funny? Because this is actually our catch up show, because you and I haven't really spoken in a while.
I know. It's been so crazy. It's been.
I know. For both of us.
You've made a giant move. You've done a lot of different things in your life, and you're living in Canada right now temporarily, and I'm moving. I just sold my house of 22 years. I've been here, and I'm making a major, major move in my life. I'm moving in with my boyfriend, and I just, you know, signed a lease for a townhouse. And so both of us have like major things going on in our lives right now.
Yeah, I only have an imaginary boyfriend. I'm moving in with him too. He's so nice, you know?
Is he hot?
He's so hot, and you know, he's the best in bed, and he does everything I tell him to do.
Is he younger?
Well, it depends on which day. Because he's imaginary, you know. I can sort of like mold him and into what
morphs,
I want him to be.
Right?
He morphs, you know, like you know. So I get to have the best of both worlds, you know.
I picture him looking like Superman, like having a Superman body.
All I can tell you, he resembles my right hand a lot.
I'm dead Sorry. Right now. Oliver, this is not nighttime radio.
Oh, right. That's my show.
Oh my God, I'm dead. That's amazing. I love it so much. So what's going on? You're in Canada. You closed things up in Mexico temporarily. You're heading back there, right?
Yeah, well, it's been sort of a weird summer for me. I'm at the tail end of Pluto on my sun. So of course, you know, Pluto's just got, are you sure you don't want a little bit more here? You know, I can cook it up and throw it at you, you know? And Pluto really did. So I just came to the realization as I was in, you know, my beautiful place in PV. You've been there a couple of times.
Oh, of course.
I mean, like I lived in a mansion, you know, on top of the world, which I was very grateful for. But, it also came to a point where I had to be realistic and carrying it on my own, because regardless of where it is in the world, and even though it was for very, like, I mean, God only knows. I mean, what I paid for having this amazing place is next to nothing anywhere else in the world where you would go and get something like that. But yeah. I just had to be practical and come down to earth and say, listen, no, now I have to take a deep breath, because if I want to be here and this is my home, I need to do it in a way that more smart way. I mean, instead of, because you know, when you go to Puerto Vallarta, you know, whether you like it or not, every day turns into a party, or every day can turn into like a beach party and being on vacation, you know.
I love that place.
And it's just, the minute you set foot and you're in the airport, you're just like, wee, Margarita.
You don't care. It really is, guys. It's this vibe of just, it's so unexplainable, but it's just this vibe of like, you just feel peaceful. And I can't tell you how many countless times that I was in PV and getting ready to board a plane to go home and then say, I'm not going home, Oliver. And then we would switch the flights. And I mean, you don't even care how much it costs. It's like, who cares? Like, it's just that kind of vibe.
It's a little dangerous. And especially if you have to try, because what I constantly have to remind myself of is that, no, I'm not on a vacation. I have to work too, you know, but I mean, I live 5 minutes away from the beach, maybe 10, you know, And God only knows on the way to the beach, you know, they throw margaritas at you. Oh, okay. You know,
yeah. How about just embracing that whole vibe instead of fighting it and just embracing it and saying, this is the vibe here. And I definitely find time to work. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, well, of course. But it's like, I just realized that I need to do things differently when I go back. So on mm-hmm. your question, if I'm going back, of course I'm going back. I'm going, but I have a few projects I need to sort of carry out first. And it takes a little bit of a different, now we will talk about vibes, you know, it takes a different yeah. vibe for me to carry out those particular projects.
That's correct. Yeah.
And I need to, first of all, the most important thing, I need to go to Denmark and get my little puppy. He's not a little puppy anymore. I mean, his ears are bigger than his whole body. You know,
he's a grown man.
He's a grown man. Those ears, man. He's nothing but ears. He's so damn cute. Marco Polo.
And, how are you going to pry him out of your sister's hands? I don't know.
I'm planning and plotting. she says she's ready to give him up because she's had major surgery on her back. You were the one of the people who actually I don't know how you did it, but you saw it when it was going to happen down to almost the exact date. Because my sister and I don't mind telling this story again. So my sister, she had scoliosis.
Yeah, she's got bad scoliosis, poor thing.
Yeah. She was like a centimeter, like an inch from being paralyzed in her whole back. That's how bad it was. Her rib cage was actually resting on her hip. That's how bad it was. Yeah, and she was bending over. I mean, she looked like it was just really bad. So she got this surgery approved years ago, but she was on a waiting list and it kept being postponed and postponed and postponed. And then out of the blue, I was in Denmark actually, and Christine and I, we were on the phone. I'm talking to your listeners, okay? You're third person now. But I was in Denmark. And out of the blue, you know, I was just talking to Christina. I didn't even bring it up. It was Christina who brought it up. I said, so how's your sister? And I said, oh, now that you're asking, she's not doing well. Her back is really messed up. And we're going to the doctor here very soon and to hear when she's going to get the surgery. And honestly, we don't think it's going to be for another year because the waiting list is so long. And Chris says, no, I think it's going to be December. I was like, I think I talked to Christina in October. I was like, no, we don't think so. I was like, yeah, okay, Christina. Whatever you've been drinking, you know, that's good. That's really good.
Give me some.
Yeah, give me some. And lo and behold, so I told my sister this, and we're sitting with the doctor because I went with her, and he looked at her. She said, oh, my God, you've been so patient. Why don't we just push you up? How does it December sound like? My sister and I, we nearly fell off the chair because all we could think about was Christina saying December and almost down to the date that Christina said. And we nearly fell off our chairs. And then he was like, he gave us this very peculiar look. You know, we didn't tell him what, but yeah, needless to say, she got the surgery. She was about to have done something because her one boob was hanging further down than the other.
Oh my God, you poor sister.
So she was seriously thinking about had the other one, you know, like fixed so they would be like aligned. And thank God she did because she had her back fixed and completely. I mean, she's got a lot of iron in her back. There's a lot of steel in her back from the neck and all the way down to her lower back. But her boobs now are aligned. Can you imagine if she had gone and done surgery? I mean, one would be up her nostril right now. So
that would have been a fun first date story.
Yeah, exactly. So what's happened with your boobs there? It's like, well, this is a long story, but
oh my God. The things that we go through as humans, right?
You just have to be flexible. You know?
You gotta bend over to the right.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, to let all your listeners know, that's how actually what a fabulous psychic you are.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's very kind. It's funny, though. It's like you've experienced this before where you're on a call with a client and you give them this answer that they are like, what? Like, no way is that going to happen. And it's so funny when they call you back and say, it happened. And you're like, okay. Because I think it takes a lot of a lot of self-worth to give some of these answers that we give, because some of them just seem so outrageous, right? I've been through that so many times on calls with clients. And it's funny because I never think about what I'm about to say. I just let it fly out of my mouth, because those are the best readings, when it just flies right out, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because if you let your ego get involved in it, then it tampers with it, right? So it's like, yeah. But yeah, we've had many of those experiences together and on our own as well, which it's just the way of the land, right? As a psychic, as an intuitive guide, for sure. But yeah, so when you said you're going to be going back to PV, what are your plans? When are your and I'm selfishly asking this because I can't wait to book my trip to see you. I'm going to when you get there, I'm going to let you settle in for, you know, like 24 hours or so, and then I'm going to head over there.
Oh, you're generous. You know, some people, they give me an hour or two.
I'm going to give you 24 hours. I usually give you about 2 hours, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'll be there in 2 hours. It'd be like, okay, I better start manscaping. So the plan is I go back to Denmark, and I do want to spend some time in Denmark. So, after the new year, you'll hear I'll be 6 hours ahead of the US Canada, right?
Yeah.
And, so I'll spend some time in Denmark because I haven't been there in a while, and I got friends that I need to visit in Barcelona, and it was like, oh yeah, I got to go to Barcelona. You know, I sound like such a jet setter, you know.
So horrible.
So horrible, yeah. I have to go to Barcelona. But, it's really not that. I do actually have a dear friend, and him and his husband, they live in Barcelona, and, Nestor, and I haven't been there in a while, but people also have to understand that once you're in Europe, flying within Europe is like they throw flight tickets at you for no money. Yeah. So it's like taking the train, more or less. Mm-hmm. And, so that's some of the things that I want to do, but also spend time with my family. And of course, you know, have my little pup get to know me again. And I'm so curious to see if he actually remembers me, you know, and
I'm sure he will.
Yeah. I'm buying all these new outfits for him because I found that the very dangerous app called Temu.
Oh yeah, that's a dangerous app for sure.
But I keep getting money back. I found a trick, you know. They keep throwing, you know, like coupons and money at me. Nice. I just complain, and then they oh my god, we're so sorry. And here's $30 that you can spend at the store.
Oh my god, that's so funny. My son found that app too. I love that app because, you know, they have the most amazing things. Like it blows your mind. And some of the dresses and it's like you could shop like a millionaire, you know?
It's true. I mean, I have received stuff from there where I go,
what? Oh my god,
you know,
yeah.
I bought these ear clips, you know, like they're not earrings, they're clips for men, you know, that you just clip on your earlobe. Mm-hmm. They were so small, I was like, they must have been made for hobbits, not regular people.
No. Oh my god, that's hysterical. That's hysterical.
Because I had to give them away. I'm like, I can't fit them on my ear.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I know, but some of the stuff, I mean, I've got some really great stuff, but I've gotten some really like, oh my god, what is this?
Yeah, see, so right now I don't need AA, I need TA.
Yep, same. I had to cut myself off. I had to delete the app.
Oh really? Oh my god.
Oh, I had to, because I mean, one person doesn't need like 30 dresses, like for every season. Like, no, I did not need any more dresses, because you know how I love my dresses.
I know, but, you do.
Yeah.
You always look fabulous. Seriously, Oliver, you're in the beach. I'm just going to go to the ladies' room and change. And she did. And she comes down, walking down the beach. We sit all the way up front, you know, of course, because and she comes walking like Elizabeth Taylor, you know, her hair flowing in the air. And this nice little outfit, you know. And
Oliver's like, would you press a button and transform?
I know. It's just like, oh, she's ready for Czar.
Well, I felt like we were going to go for drinks, so I had to freshen up a little bit, you know, and I take out this fabulous outfit. And Oliver's like, what the hell? From Temu.
I'm telling you, like, there was just the perfect wind, you know, and her beach hat was on, you know, like, oh my god. Joan Collins, no, Dynasty.
It would have been great if you would have came up and slapped me, right?
I'd be like Crystal Carrington.
Exactly.
How dare you? Just stay away from Blake. Who's Blake? What?
Oh my God. Do you remember those shows? We'll be really dating ourselves, right?
I love Dynasty.
That was the best show on TV.
I loved it more than Dallas.
About Falcon Crest? Oh my God.
It finally came to Denmark eventually, you know, but so I never really got into Falcon Crest.
Falcon Crest was fabulous. You would have loved it.
I was a big Dynasty fan. Oh my God.
I love it. So this astrological shitstorm that we're all in right now, it's funny because it's so collective. I mean, obviously astrology is collective, but it's like the phone calls that I get, I'm just like, yep, I know. Believe me, I know. I'm going through the same thing. Everybody seems to, you know, when they say we're all the same, Oliver, it's so true, right? And we're all the same. We all have the same set of issues. In one way, shape, form or another, but I feel like that's very big right now. Astrologically, everybody is like, I feel like I'm walking through jello and everything I try to do, I have to do 3 or 4 times before I can actually do it. And then when I'm done doing all the things I have to do, 10 more things pile up on my plate that I have to do. And I'm like, yep, I understand. Yeah. Do you feel that way too? Has that been going on for you as well?
Well, I mean, yeah, because everybody, I mean, of course, we're not exempt from feeling the energies around us, right? And I do feel it. I wouldn't say I'm terrified because of everything that I read and everything that I'm sort of participating in. There's always sort of like light at the end of the so-called tunnel. That is almost like it's all been predetermined in some way that it has to unfold this way.
You can tell the difference, right? Like you could tell the difference between the little bullshit things that happen and what was predetermined. Like you could almost sense that, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's almost like ice cream. You just dig it in there.
It's so true.
But what it is for me, I have to say it's been such an eye opener because I was never really, I always knew that we were ascending. Our DNA is definitely changing and we are ascending into a different way of being, but it's not everybody. And those who are not with us I don't even know if I'm ascending. I think I am, like you.
I think you are. You're talking about the new earth and who's coming to the new earth, right?
And we're sort of like genetically inside of us, we're being prepped to be part of this. And it's not everybody who's going to come with us because I do. And for now, I look at the landscape and I see a lot of people who will, for the love of God, only watch anything from a frog perspective. I'm talking about taking it to a bird view and see the bigger picture because it's not about the small thing that we could see right in front of us that gets us all wild up when we go on social media. It's a bigger picture. And if you can rise above all of that and see the bigger picture and say, oh my God, I can really, now I understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Whatever else that's happening on a lower level is simply just the actors just playing out a role.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the new earth.
And we can choose to stay there, which there's nothing wrong with. It's just that we are being called to actually rise way above that. But it's hard because there's nothing like in the moment right now where our emotions and feelings are so tested.
And we'd
rather be right than happy, you know?
Yeah. I've given up on that. I've given up on that for sure in my life. Yeah. And it's funny because I have made such bold moves and big choices in my life lately. And I just was at this point in the past 2 weeks where like everything was just coming up. No.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, like, I don't understand. Like, I feel like I jumped off the cliff. Like, why is the universe giving me no on everything? You know, and I was like, all right, I was getting frustrated. I would go into my 3D reality. I would go into, you know, that ego part of me that would bring me back into some old pain. And I was getting a little mad at myself, but then I thought, oh my God, this is so perfect because the no's are coming to drum up whatever else is left in this pain body, in this, you know, egoic way. All the ego is coming out and all my fears are coming out. And it's not like you're being tested, but it's like the, I don't know what to call it, like the finale.
No, you're right. I mean, yeah. No, seriously, you are, Christina. What you're saying right now, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, look at what you are doing in your life. Like, you talk about what I've done. But see, you have gone against, like we've done, you know, I think that's one of the way that maybe you can look at your life and say, am I seeing the bigger picture or am I just seeing things from a frog perspective? It's because you as well have making some major movements in your life right now where people would say, but it goes against logic, what you've done and what you're doing.
Yes.
The same thing with me. What you loved Puerto Vallarta so much. Why did you leave? Why don't you just stay?
It goes against. You knew.
Yeah, I knew. And God only knows what I had. I mean, I lost my luggage on the way there because.
You gotta laugh, right?
I had so much cut. Like, first of all, I almost went blind on my right eye and I was like, what am I not seeing? You know, if I didn't.
You know what? I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is so perfect. It's like what I went through. It's like you did what you knew was right. And it went against logic, but you knew it was right to get out of there. So you followed the advice of the universe, and then you hit against the wall, all the no's. Let me steal your luggage. Let me blind your eye. Let me do. And you're like, wait a minute. I'm following my intuitive guidance, but I'm still getting fucked over.
I called up a flight company. You know, they screwed me over with my flight ticket.
They took your money.
They took my money. I took them down. I don't think they exist anymore. So I left such a scathing on Trustpilot to the point where they called me up and asked me if I could take it down.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe you should treat clients differently and you wouldn't have to leave. Yeah. But you know it got you to where you needed to be.
I got all my money back. I was like, I came back to Canada, you know, because I called up my bank in Canada. They're like, yeah, well, you know, your account is in minus. I was like, oh, damn, because of this company, right? Because I closed down all my accounts because they took a lot of money out of my account. Yeah. And I didn't want them to take anything else out. So I couldn't do anything until I came back to Canada, right? So I just knew that. So when I went into my bank here in Canada, you know, to get my new card and all that stuff, you know, I whispered, you know, to the guy who was taking my, so I know I'm in minus, could you please just again repeat what's in my account? And he was just loud. He said, yeah, you got like $400-$500 in your account. And
you're
just
like,
fell
huh?
Over. I'm like, huh? How's that happen? Yeah, some money was reversed into you. It came all back and it's in your account now. I was like, I mean, it's exhausting.
It was exhausting, but it's
hard.
Like, yeah.
But
because you knew you were doing the right thing and everything was blowing up in your face, but you didn't give up. And I think that's what the universe was asking, right? For you not to give up.
I didn't give up. No, I did not give up.
Yeah. Same thing happened to me, Oliver. It's so weird that we both went through that same exact thing in different times. You did it before me a couple of months before me, a month or two before me. But I, you know, we signed on the, you know, we picked out the townhouse that we were going to live in. You know, we were ready to go. We were, you know, we did all the paperwork we had to do. Everything was finalized and we just had to go and sign the lease. And then all of a sudden I get a phone call and she says, no, it's not available anymore.
What?
Somebody else beat you to the punch. I'm like, what? I almost had a heart attack.
Wow.
And we were back to square one of having to find a place to live. And I was like, how does that happen? I don't understand. Why would you offer it to us, make us go through all of this, jump through all these hoops, sign all these papers, hand over? We handed over so much money. I was like, what's happening right now? And she was like, it's okay. We have other townhomes. We have other. I was flipping out. And then the next townhome that they were going to, you know, have for us wasn't available for 2 weeks after I need to be out of this house. So then that meant we had to go into a hotel or an Airbnb. Nobody wanted to take us with the dogs. Then we had to move in with my mother for 2 weeks until the townhouse was ready. I was ready to lose my mind, Oliver. And then all of a sudden I get a phone call from the real estate agent and she says to me, you're not going to believe this. I go, what? She goes, the townhouse is available. They backed out. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
I was like, are you sure?
Exactly.
Are you sure?
It's like, really?
Yeah. So now tomorrow we are going, it's so weird on a Sunday, but this is when the real estate agent is available. The property manager, I should say, she's available tomorrow at 3:00. We're going to sign the lease and hand over the final check. And I'm just, you know, like, I'm just, you know, I'm going with the flow. Cause I mean, a million things have gone wrong. I can't picture anything else going wrong, but whatever. I'm just going to flow with it, you know?
Because I swear, you know, I came to a point because it was just one thing after the other, you know, that was just, that just hit me, right? You know, the suitcase, the flight company going blind on my right eye, you know, and there was a third thing too, and a blah, blah, blah. I mean, there was tons of stuff to the point where I was like, there are a few things more that sort of happened around me where I was like, okay, now I can just laugh. I'm like, apparently, universe, I can handle it because otherwise you wouldn't throw it at me.
Yeah.
Apparently I got big broad shoulders and I'll take it. I'll take one for the team. I'll take two. I mean, I'll take three, apparently.
Yeah.
So, so at one point you just kind of laugh. I was like,
you do. That's what I said to David. I was like, I don't know. I've gone into this sweet spot where I'm just like, whatever, whatever happens, happens. You know, it'll be okay. Yeah. I know that it'll be okay. You know, it's like what goes off in my head is like, somebody said this to me a long time ago, and I wish I could say the person's name to give them credit, but I don't remember who said it to me. But they said, Christina, do you ever see the birds starve? I'm like, what birds? The birds outside, Christina. Do they starve? No, they don't. Why don't they starve, Christina? Because they know that they'll be taken care of, right? Yeah. They never starve. And that has sat with me and gone through my head throughout this whole process that animals that live on this earth, they know. I mean, the ones that have been domesticated and that we've messed with, they, you know, it's a different story. But the animals that live on the earth and live off the earth, they know they'll be taken care of. And they always are.
Well, they are. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
they always are. And that's where it always crosses my mind when I start getting nervous. Because, you know, it's a difficult thing. It's not like, you know, it's not like we could just go find another place immediately, very easily. We have these two big dogs that are almost 100 pounds apiece.
Wow.
There's not a lot of places that want to rent a condo or a townhouse to you when you have these two huge dogs. And I just don't want to buy anything right now. It's just not the time, you know?
Yeah.
Interest rates are through the roof. Things are so overly inflated in price right now. I just want to be among the group of people that rent. You know, I don't want to own anything right now. I want to rent something. I want to be able to not worry about shoveling snow or cleaning up leaves or if we need a plumber. And, you know, I just want everything to be taken care of. So renting just seems so. And this townhome that we're renting is so amazing. It's like 1600 square feet. It's two bedrooms, two full baths. My bathroom has a tub with jets. It's like a whirlpool bath. I mean, like a separate shower. It's all brand new. It's so beautiful, Oliver. And
wow.
It's literally a 5-minute drive to the ocean. So I'm on the North Shore right now on the Long Island Sound. I live right near the water, but I'm now moving to the South Shore where the ocean is, and I will be 5 minutes by car to the ocean. So I'm excited because I get to be near water again. Because, I mean, I live on Long Island. You're always going to be near water, but it's like the perfect place, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'm just, you know, we just moved David's house a month ago now. I mean, and he lived in a 6-bedroom house. It was, you know, a little difficult to say the least to move out of that house. But to say the least, there was a lot of shit in that house. But, you know, I'm moving my house. I've been here for 22 years and I feel like I've accomplished so much and I've packed so much. And then I turn around and you just find a bunch of other shit and you're like, what the hell? I haven't even gone up in the attic yet. I'm kind of afraid to go up there. But I went in the basement yesterday. I was down there for like 3 hours. It's just amazing. It's like every time you turn around, there's just something else.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, I lived 2 years in my penthouse in Puerto Vallarta. When I moved, I was like, how the hell did I accumulate so much stuff?
And you didn't even have
a
lot of stuff, but I
didn't. And I went, where did all this come? I gave so much stuff away. I was like, nope. Because when I come back here, I know now that how I'm going to start. I know what I'm going to do now. I know what I want things to look like and know where to go. I know where to live. I
You've
know what I want to pay. I've been
know.
Through it. Seriously, if anybody's actually thinking about moving to Puerto Vallarta, they need to call me up because I can give you the lowdown.
Okay, I'll call you. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's true. It's true. And you know, something, I think this has happened to you as well, because I know it's happened to me. And this has evolved over the years for me, but, for many different reasons. But I look at the stuff in this house and I know this sounds really bad, but I don't really have any emotional attachment to anything. I really don't. And you know, I'm in a really good situation where I sold my house to an investor for cash. So there's no mortgages, there's no bullshit. It's a cash deal. It's an easier transaction. And in that deal, we had a stipulation where, he agreed that I could leave whatever I wanted here. So it's a good thing, Oliver, because like I am just taking what I want. So it takes a lot of pressure off because a lot of shit in this house, right? I've been here for 22 yeah. years and there's another house on my property, a separate standing garage that was converted into a cottage. So that's filled with storage because I haven't had renters in over 10 years. So that's filled. I'm not even going in there to look because I haven't been in there in so long. I'm like, I've done without whatever's in there. I don't want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I it's a weird thing, but I don't have any big sentimental attachment to a lot of things in this house. Like it's very practical, you know, my choosing of things that I'm taking are very practical because I know that they really just things don't mean anything, you know, and I learned this a long time ago and this is going to sound terrible, but the way that I learned it was everybody knows that I have a son that's mentally disabled who has autism and he used to break things a lot when he was little. I mean, the kid broke everything like before the age of like 10, like you couldn't have any sentimental value on anything because the kid would break it. It's just the way that it is with children like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that really gave me that. I mean, I used to cry when he used to break things. I would cry, you know, like I would just go off the deep end and go in my room and cry. But now it's just like, yeah, whatever. I went in the basement and there was a bunch of Christmas ornaments that fell to the floor and broke. And I was just like, whatever. I just pushed them all into the garbage. It's like, it's just this weird feeling, you know, it's like, I just know that stuff doesn't mean anything. Like we come in with nothing and we leave with nothing. And all those things mean nothing. They just don't. Well,
you're so right, Christina. You're absolutely right. We do come in with nothing and we leave with nothing, which is one of the reasons for me, you know, giving up this place in PV right now. I mean, this is the sixth country that I live in, right? The sixth country. I can live in 29 countries now. Yeah. And, which is people say, what? I said, yeah, I'm a European. So I can already there. I have a European passport. I can live in 27 countries with no problem. I got residency in Canada and now I got residency in Mexico. It's not that I collect it. Don't worry.
What if you did?
It was true. Like, you know, well, I mean, people collect stamps. I collect
residencies.
Yeah,
you collect countries.
I collect countries. But the thing is, this is Mexico is the sixth country that I live in. So just from, and then within country to country, I've moved around a lot. And for a Capricorn, that's almost unheard of. But I've had to give up a lot of stuff and not form any kind of attachments to what it is that I have. I mean, I have to really look at myself, go, I can always get it back if I need it back, if I want it.
Yeah, it's so true. It's like the only thing that keeps me like from like to hold on to something is like, do I really want to spend the money to replace this? That's the only thing. You know, I don't have any sentimental value. I'm just like, I'm taking my computer. You know, I'm taking, you know, my radio stuff. I'm leaving my desk. I'm going to replace my desk. There's like just a couple of things that I like that I'm taking, but it's like, I got that, you know, I'm taking my clothes obviously, and I'm taking Jonathan, you know, I can't leave him here and the cats. But, you know, the thing is that it's like, I look at things and I'm just like, I don't have any attachment to anything. I just don't. And it's like it's really a good feeling that like, you can start somewhere new and you're starting this new chapter of your life and you can have all these new things. Like I want things to be mine and David's. I don't want them to be from, you know, the past, if that makes any sense, you know?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
No, it makes so much sense. I mean, honestly, I just think it's amazing what you're doing. And I think that, you know, it's tough sometimes, to do these things, but it is what gets us through. So what I wanted to add on to what we were talking about before is that whether we know we are ascending or not, or whether we're going in that, we're falling. So what I want to add on to your listeners, you know, pay attention to where you're being challenged. Are you, are you getting involved and are you getting triggered by what's right in front of you, or are you allowing yourself to step outside of it and look at what's more the bigger picture, as I call it,
the symbolic, the symbolism of life.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
And do you do that? Because if you can say yes to any of that, that you are, then you are literally deciding for yourself to live a different, more abundant life for yourself.
It's true. And if you get yourself in that place where you are being triggered into your ego, it's like you get to look at that and say, all right, I'm cleaning up. You know, and if you have that awareness that you're cleaning up, then that's another sure sign, right?
Yeah.
It's like every, you know what I've been really concentrating on lately, and like what's been in my awareness lately, is that I kind of look at everything that's happening in my life right now, and mm-hmm. I say, I accept all of it. That I think that is another huge key to knowing, because when we're just accepting of everything that is happening in this moment, you know that you've crossed over that threshold.
Yeah, exactly. No,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah, it's all I can say, it's such an interesting journey that we're on, you know.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say other than it's interesting. That's all I can say. And
It is interesting at that.
Yeah, exactly. So I would encourage your listeners to pay attention and remember there's so here 2 weeks ago on my show, it's coming up 2 weeks on the 16th. I actually did the whole show was just dedicated to meditation, right? Because I did this guided meditation. It was a short show. I mean, short. It wasn't very long, but I did a guided meditation, which I'm absolutely, you can go to, first of all, here on One Two Radio, you can go and listen to the archive. You can even download it, and I've also sent it out to clients. I share it like freely, and people can download this guided meditation, which is all about, you know, spreading light to Mother Earth, because there's just a need for it at the moment, I feel. And if you're not sure what to, and if you're not sure what to do, you can absolutely do that. And the meditation is ready for you to really just dive into it. Do it. I mean, it's only if you feel called to it, of course, but and spread it wide and far.
Yeah, absolutely. And Oliver does some amazing meditations. I love you. You've got the perfect voice for it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I believe, so yesterday I just went on this rampage where I was just sending it to everybody. I was like, I don't care anymore. Take it as a gift. Do whatever you want with it, but listen to it if you can and if you feel called to it. Because I'm usually not the kind of person who says, you know, like, you have to listen to this. No, it's just like we have free will. Do it if you're being called to it. It doesn't cost anything. It's just if you want to meditate and if you want to spread some nice light to. And the thing is that I found some royalty free music. So after the guided meditation is done, it just continues with meditation music all the way through until the hour is over. And so you can make it sort of a ritual. I usually tell people I do it every night at midnight my time. So I'm at the Eastern Standard Time at the moment. And if you want to meet me out in the sphere, you can join me wherever you are in the world. Just know that I'm on Eastern Standard Time, and I do it at midnight. You know, because the more that we are doing this, we can reach that critical mass of 3.5%, where you will see a change. You will see a change.
There is power in numbers for sure, and you're being called to do it, and there's a reason for it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what you and I have gone through over the past couple of months here is not in vain. It's there is a reason why we are where we are right now.
Absolutely.
Christina.
And you know what? That's what everybody out there has to grasp about whatever is going on in your life right now. If it's the biggest shit show that you've ever had in your entire life, embrace it and accept it. See, whenever I say that to Oliver, whenever I say this to clients, not all of them receive it in a way they say, oh my God, how could I possibly accept what I don't want? And people don't realize that accepting what you don't want is the way out. It's the way out.
It's the eye of the needle that we are all crawling through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In order to get to the other side. And it's usually what we try to avoid because we don't think that we can go through it. But the thing is, trust me, the things that I have experienced over the past 5 months, and probably also you, we didn't ask for it. It was not like we stood there and went, oh, bring it to us, universe. We want it. Yeah. You know, let me go blind. You know.
Yeah, please.
Please. And it's like, let me have needles in my eye because I love it so much.
Yeah, I love it. It's so true. It's like I was experiencing, some health issues. I've always had terrible stomach issues, you know. And I was starting to experience that in the past couple of days. And I was like, of course, my brain went to this place that was like, seriously, like, I need this right now. Like, thanks, universe, right? And then I had to grab a hold of myself and say, no, that's only going to make things worse.
Yeah.
You have to accept everything that comes to you in present time, you know? And when I accepted it, it went away, and I kind of even forgot that I was having stomach issues, right? It's like what people don't realize and what I have to be constantly reminded of, because we're living in this dual universe where these souls that live forever and have this, unbelievable soul intelligence, but we're encased in these human bodies where we're a little stupid sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you have to marry the both of those things. You can't be one of them. You know, there are some people that are completely living in their wounded egos and living life through the 3D lens. And then there's other people that are living solely just in their souls, and they just want to identify with that part of them. And that's not what this is about. It's about embracing the both of them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You have to have that. Yeah. You have to have that, that beautiful dance between the two of them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, you, and you're a perfect example of that. And also, well, I mean, like you and I, we laugh a lot because we talk about our PV experiences and the craziness that we've done. But what people also have to understand is that you and I, we do take our work very seriously. We do take our journeys very seriously. We know how to have fun, but within all the fun, we also, you and I, connect on a level where we pick each other's brains and we look at life.
But, you know, we know how to have fun. We also know how to do the other things. But it's funny because Oliver will always tell you. What do I always say to you, Oliver?
Let me tell you. No, I'll tell you. Do you want to know why?
Do you want to know why? Because I know why.
Yeah. Like, you know what, Christina? I don't know why this is happening to me. Okay, do you want me to tell you why? Because I know why.
My double sad smugness.
Like there's Christina on my balcony, you know, with her cigarette going, do you want me to tell you? I'm not supposed to smoke, by the way. This is the last one. But I just said, do you want to know why? I tell you why.
I only smoke in PV.
Yeah, it's true. Because you're allowed to. I don't give
a shit. Oh, my God. Because anything goes in PV. But I mean,
it stays in PV. I should not have said that online. I should not have said it online.
It's hysterical, though, because, like, me and Oliver are, like, we just go together well because, I don't know, I could just wake Oliver up in the morning and be like, I booked us a hotel and we're going to Jalapa. And he's like, all right, darling, what time do we have to be there? The best is when I have these two giant suitcases and we're going on, I don't know, to some Airbnb that's like remote somewhere and we got to get on a boat to get there and they're telling us to only bring backpacks. I got two big suitcases and I'm like, Oliver, I'm like, what are you bringing? Because we only have this much room in the suitcase for your stuff.
Well, the best thing is that Oliver, can you take the suitcase? I'm like, okay. So suddenly I'm your... your ballet. Okay.
No, the best part is every time I show up, I always promise Oliver that I'm not going to bring more than one suitcase. And I bring this giant suitcase that feels like it has a dead body in it.
The last time Christina came to visit me, she only brought one suitcase. You have to understand, there's no elevator where I was living. And Christina's bedroom is literally on the top of that building.
Was it like four flights of stairs?
If not more. And because, you know, I'm hosting, so I took her suitcase. I was like, what did you put in here?
You were like, did you bring somebody with you?
Did you kill somebody and stuff? Are we getting rid of a body here? You know, is that what we're doing?
My ex-husband in the suitcase. I was going to dispose of him in Mexico. Oh,
yeah, well, you know,
God.
The crocodiles are there. You know, they didn't even want to eat him, you know.
Hey, no, they did not want him. They spit him out, by the way. That's hysterical. But, yeah, I mean, we just... Now, we go together well. We always laugh, you know, we just have a great time. But, you know, I think that what we're both going through is such a, it's phenomenal and it's difficult, but it's gorgeous at the same time. And it's like, you know, I sometimes I just sit back, and this is something that we all should be doing. And I sit back and I just close my eyes and I just thank the universe, you know, for all the amazing things that are happening in my life and all the new people that are in my life, you know.
You know what? That's the only thing that you can do, you know, sweetheart. I mean, it's and I would really like, and to your listeners, you know, if you feel that you are being sort of like pushed out and like seriously to you're being pushed to your last sort of limit.
Yeah.
Don't fight it, you know. Just. I mean, see if you can catch that send wave and
accept everything,
and then just ride it, you know, because I can tell you it'll be over soon in a way, and you'll be in a different place that is going to make so much more sense to you, and you'll be able to be there to assist other people if they're ready to come with you, and if not, we have to let them go.
Mm-hmm. It's very true, and it's like, it's interesting because I can see the certain people that are not coming with me, or like just won't, like yeah. I'll see them every once in a while and they're like not really a part of my life. And it's weird because when I had to let go of them, it was like all this noise and ego shit going on, right? But it's like now when I look at them, it's like I'm happy to say hello to them every now and then, but like I don't feel that way anymore. You know what I mean? It's like I just am so removed from all of that ego nonsense. It's like they're in their proper place. I'm in my proper place. You know, it's just it's an interesting thing once you cross that threshold, right?
Yeah, no, it is certainly a very interesting thing. And it's not that, you know, trust me, I'm a human being. We all are, right?
Of course. Yeah.
So of course there's a part of me that still gets triggered, but I'm so close to jump on, right? And oh my God, I'm being triggered to be part of this, participate in this. And then eventually I just go, no. It's not my job. It's not where I need to be. I've gone through enough, and I pulled through. It taught me a lot about how I can stand on my own two feet and how much, you know, the thing is that what I've learned also, Christina, through all this is that how powerful we actually are.
Yes. It's very true.
I did not think I had it in me to go through all of this.
Yeah, but you did. And you know, what's really interesting is that what I constantly remind my listeners and I constantly remind my clients and myself most of all is that we all live in our own private universe, and it's up to us to create. Well, we have to take our soul contracts with us, no doubt, right? There are certain things that we have to go through in this life, karma, we have to burn off, things like that. But
yeah,
really, the reality of it is that we can all look at a certain thing and see different things. And that's because we all live in our own private universe via everything that we've been taught and what we have learned. And we have to choose to, that's why it's so important to leave behind the pain, not stuff the pain in our bodies, but to leave it behind in a big way. So that we don't create via that pain, because we really do create a good portion of our lives. We really do.
Yeah,
and you
do.
Know how I know that, Oliver? I know because I was stuck in
something. Tell me why.
I'm going to tell you because I know. Because I was stuck in something for a very long time, and it was my illusion. My illusion only. Nobody else's but my own. And once I realized it was an illusion, I was free.
Wow. That is absolutely beautiful. That is beautiful.
You know? And that's for all of us. So if there's something that you want to accomplish in this life and you think that you cannot, you have to look and see. You know what? The biggest thing that we can do for ourselves is know our illusions. Know our illusions.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
That's for sure.
Wholeheartedly.
But yeah. So we're coming to the end of the show. We're about, we have about a minute and 20 seconds. So I just want you to just take the time to tell everybody where they can find you and what you have coming. I know you spoke about it before, but just quickly wrap that up and let people know what you're putting out there.
Well, okay. So, I'm obviously, I mean, it may seem like I've been missing in action.
That's okay. But I, you're taking care of business.
It would took, yeah. But I'm not. I'm over at One to Listen daily. I am absolutely. I try to be there 24/7 for people, and I really want to be there because I know we're going through these changes right now, and it's nice to have somebody to talk to and see things from a different perspective.
Absolutely.
So I'm definitely there to talk to clients.
Pull us out of the illusion.
Yeah, exactly. If you're ready, but so I'm there, and my radio show is every Wednesday night, and this Wednesday I think Raven and I we're doing a Halloween special, so it's 2 hours.
Nice.
Yeah, and then again, this meditation. If you like, I can even post it in the chat room, the link, so you can just go to Dropbox but it is available over on demand as a download, and so you can go listen to it, and it's archived over on my One Two Radio page. It's a simple guided meditation. You don't have to do anything other than just listen. I mean, it can't be that difficult, can it?
I love guided meditations because it just takes all the work out of it for you. You just get to just go along for the ride, you know? Thank you, Oliver. I appreciate that. I'm going to head over there and do that tonight for sure. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you giving your time and being here today for me. And everybody have a great week ahead, and I will be back live next week, next Tuesday, as usual. And if you need to find me, come find me over at ChristinaLaFrance.com or come on over to OneToListen.com and give me a call. All right, Oliver, thank you so much, sweetheart. I'll talk to you soon.